Hello, my math astronauts and wellness explorers. Have you ever experienced taking the SAT and ACT? Well, I hope you guys have because I always tell my students, you know, you want to take the SAT and ACT because it's like bragging rights. It's like I went to prom. I took the SAT and ACT. I'm like, I went through that work. And I know since COVID, some cases and some schools are now making the SAT and ACT optional. However, as a math coach, I'm advocating for it because you want to make sure that you have all your bases covered. And so on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how taking a test like the SAT and ACT test prep, I want to share with you some test prep and study tips. So for those that are taking like standardized testing and doing test prepping, I want to provide you some study tips and some helpful test prep tips on how you can get a good score and reduce the anxiety. All right, let's do this. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so a lot of you guys have been, you know, sharing with me, like, should I take the SAT? Should I not take the ACT or SAT? I know it's optional. And like I said before, I encourage it because it is another factor in your application process. Now, depending on the type of score you get and the school you want to go to, there are different factors, but I am not a college counselor to give you that advice. As a test prep expert and a math expert, I always tell my students, if you have the time to study for it, go for it. So I'm going to share with you how to get a good score. Here are some test prep skills and study skills on how you can get a good score and apply this to your day-to-day lives, especially when you go to college, because those tests are going to make the SAT and ACT feel like they were nothing. And this is from me going to college for 9 years. All right, so when it comes to starting to take the SAT and the ACT, let's just say taking the SAT. I'm just going to say the SAT, and that's going to count for both tests. Now, a little background about myself before I dive in. I've taken the SAT 3 times, and I've taken the ACT 2 times. And I took as many tests as I could because I was trying to hit 1,000. Okay, I really was struggling to hit 4 digits, okay? So I'm sharing with you that I did not know at the time I had ADHD. I did not know I had this thing called testing anxiety. All I knew was that I was not good at taking tests. And for me, the more I practiced, the better I got. But what I know today, I wish I knew yesterday. And I probably would not have needed to take that many tests, but I told myself I'm giving myself 100%, I'm not giving up, and that's all that mattered to me at that time. And I got accepted to Purdue, I was able to work for NASA, and that drive was there. And I still encourage the same drive to my students today, despite whether it's optional or not, you're still gonna be taking tests, period. Okay, so how to get a good score on a major test like the SAT and something heavier than that? Well, when it comes to taking the SAT, you want to start prepping earlier than everyone else. I have students right now that just graduated 8th grade and they're now studying for the SAT. I'm getting them exposed to the SAT before they start high school. And that's a little bit ambitious. And those are for my star math astronauts, I like to say, that are ahead, they're on top of it. They have that mindset. And everyone that I coach is different. Some students I can push them. Some students I have to like guide them. But the most important thing is to keep the confidence up. So you want to start as early as possible. And also remember, just because everyone else is not studying for it doesn't mean that you should not study for it. In fact, it will make you more relaxed if you are able to get ahead than everyone else. So that way when people are starting, you're like, oh yeah, I already know how that feels. I've been there. Oh, I've already taken it. And you can start feeling good about that feeling of being ahead, which is going to apply in college majorly. All right. It allows you to develop a new mindset. And that's the next tip, is to develop a new mindset on how to get a good score. And the third tip I like to add to this is set deadlines for yourself. By setting deadlines for yourself, you know that between this time and this time, it's going to be over. And a deadline, which is tip number four, that I like to encourage my students to pursue, is to take your SAT and all your major standardized tests before the start of senior year. That way, when senior year starts, all you have to do is just apply to these colleges, submit the forms, and if you haven't gotten the letters of recommendation, that's probably the last tedious thing to get. For me, it was taking the SAT, ACT, and then asking for letters of recommendation. Like, that's the one, that's what took the longest. But once I got everything, I will not kid you, I applied to 11 schools, and I basically did a ton of copying and pasting. Had 11 SAT score papers. I had the applications, and I literally was putting them in all the envelopes and mailing them out. I think one application counted for 3 schools because I was going to school in Texas, and a lot of the Texas schools said, like, this application counts for this many schools. So I applied like that. It was so nice. And then I was done, and I applied and was done with college applications before Thanksgiving. And my parents, I remember, they were like upset or arguing with me, saying like, this is too soon. You're looking at colleges at a very, it's too soon to start looking at colleges. I was looking at colleges in 10th grade. I had learned about Purdue when I was in 10th grade. I had never heard of it, but I was doing tons of articles and writing papers on anything space related because I was passionate about it. So I learned about Neil Armstrong, and he went to Purdue and all that. But I started my research in 10th grade. So if you start between 8th and 10th grade as to the colleges you want to apply, if you don't work with a college counselor and you have an idea of what you want to do and you have this mindset, that is going to help you determine which test to take and then what areas you need to really work on in your development. Hello, math astronauts. Are you struggling with math or anxious about that test that you're about to take, especially the SAT or ACT? Well, look no further. That's what I'm here for. I'm actually a math tutor and a test prep tutor. I like to call myself a math coach as well as a test prep coach because I'm coaching my math astronauts to reach for the stars, being able to do this themselves. So if you are struggling with math and you really want someone to kind of guide you or give you a boost in your math confidence, I would love to help you. So go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram or on my website, LailaAliyeh.com, LailaAliyeh.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you about more about what it is I do as a math coach and helping you reach your full potential. All right, let's get back to the show. So setting a deadline, it's so key in preparing your curriculum for success, and therefore you don't cram. The worst cases that I've dealt with are students that are a junior and they have not started studying for the SAT. And it is at the hardest year. Out of all 4 years, it can be the most difficult year. And on top of that, you're studying for the SAT. And you start to have to decide which one you need to put more time into. Versus my 10th graders, we start prepping. That way, they know, they get a feel of everything. They've taken the PSAT, and now they're applying it, and they're trying to get national merit when junior year comes. So there's a lot of stats that I've seen in my experience of like the ones that start earlier are the calmer students. The ones that are starting later are the panic students. And that's up to you to decide when you think is the best time to start. I have people that justify why they wanted to wait, and I have some people that justify why they don't want to take the test. It's totally your choice. At the end of the day, it is your choice. And parents who are listening to this, if your child does not want to study for the test, you need to let them know what the consequences are if they decide not to start early. You can also encourage them to start early to see and let them know, like, hey, if we get this done early, we can actually go on our trip the summer before senior year, or we can actually be able to enjoy the holidays together. And so that was something that was on my mind. And then once I got done, my parents were like, wow, we can really enjoy the holidays. And then they're hearing other kids that are literally leaving it to the last hour. to submit their application on January 31st for certain colleges that had that deadline. So again, setting deadlines for yourself are key. I'm sorry that I'm expanding on this so much, because procrastination on SATs and standardized tests in general really have a factor in the score you get, because it's not just taking a test. It's mental health, physical health, and your nutritional health is the third area I'm going to add in. Those three areas are going to lead to a successful score. And so many students of mine forget to eat. They forget to eat healthy, and which is why I am very passionate about combining nutrition and education into this podcast, because you have to eat. No matter what, nutrition is going to play a factor in your hormones and your health and your energy levels. Okay, so that leads to the next tip, and that is really start focusing on your nutrition. Eat. Consistently eat. Don't tell me you're not hungry and you take this test. You're going on fumes at this point. And you can study as hard as you like, but if you don't have a good full stomach, your brain's going to be kaput. Your brain is a muscle. Don't forget that. So really focus on feeling your body, carb loading the night before. It's like a marathon. It's a three-hour plus test. And that's how long some people finish a marathon, okay? You are going hard with your brain. Your brain is going hard, and you need to have the endurance to sit and take this test and not doze off. I've had students that blanked out on the SAT on the real day, and their score was lower than their practice test. Why? Because they didn't focus on eating, and then when we were together, I was emphasizing the eating and other things, and they did it. They had a much better score. All right? So there's a lot of things to take in consideration, okay? The next tip is keep taking tests. Keep taking the practice tests. I have a couple links in my Amazon shop. You should check it out on my website, LaylaAlia.com. And there I provide like Amazon links on the best resources, books and tools and workbooks to use. In addition to my one-on-one coaching, I'm providing the tools you need to be able to get what you need right away, or you can contact me about what you need support in, because I can hop on a call and I can tell you immediately what type of areas we should work on. In addition to doing mock tests, I do mock tests where you're experiencing the feel of the SAT on the day of the test. And I can dive into it more later if you're interested. But with that said, you don't just keep taking tests. You take the test, you dissect the test. You learn from your mistakes. You learn about that area that you don't understand, and you dive into it. Over 50% of the tests are algebra focused. And you want to have a really good foundation on your algebra 1 and 2 level skills. In addition to trigonometry, if you're going the ACT route, but also make sure that the geometry, you have it down, because they're both applicable. And a little bit of pre-cal. So learning from your mistakes and knowing what kind of problems that you're seeing, there is a pattern. Like I've always seen the same types of problems on the tests, and they're worded differently. They're set up in a word problem or set up in an actual equation, but the concept is still there. So these are the tips that I like to give my students when it comes to preparing for the SAT and ACT. I'm a huge fan of test prepping because it's like a launch date. We're getting ready for that deadline. We're trying to get ourselves conditioned, our bodies, our minds, our nutrition. We're trying to get conditioned where we can launch forward into this area and actually have success come out of it, not leaving discouraged. And unfortunately for me, I always left the test discouraged, upset, and it was just because I didn't know any other way. I was having difficulty understanding the material. And now that I know what I know, and having these wonderful tips and tricks under my belt, I want to help you not go through what I went through. And it took me longer. It took me longer to get into engineering school because I didn't have the right scores and the test grades to get into engineering school. It took me 3 years while at Purdue to get into engineering school. So, you know, these are life skills that, and when it comes to education, are so valuable. And I'm really curious to know if any of you guys resonate with this. Reach out to me, because I know you're not alone. I know I'm not alone, because I've seen it before, talking to my math astronauts and the parents. And it can just be very, very discouraging. So just know that by setting up a plan of action and how to go about it, you are going to be successful. And the sooner you start, the sooner you master an area in your education, it will get easier when you actually approach the test. So a lot of my students that I have earlier, like before eighth grade, I start to expose them to SAT problems and really try to get them comfortable with knowing how to solve a problem, not just doing in their head, but to show the work. I don't want to go into much detail, but these are the tips and tricks on how to really work on your test prep and your study skills and how to really get a good score. I hope this was valuable. Let me know if you have any questions. This is one of the areas I'm very passionate about. So do let me know if you have any questions. Other than that, talk to you guys later. Keep exploring. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.